Jesus brave, Jesus brave, every faith will. Oh yes, he does break, Jesus brave, oh every faith will. Oh Jesus brave, every faith will. And he sets me free. I will kneel down, my Savior. Oh, I will kneel down, my Savior. Oh Lord, I will kneel down, my Savior. For he cleanses me. Oh, Jesus, praise every faith. Oh, Jesus, praise, praise every faith. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, praise every faith. Oh, and he sets me free. Oh, I will rest on his promise. I will rest on his promise. I will rest on his promise, which was given to me. Oh, Jesus, praise every faith. Jesus, praise,
Jesus, praise every faith. Jesus breaks every fetter, and he sets me free. On the other side of Jordan, oh, in the spirit fields of Eden, where the tree of life is blooming, there is rest for me. Jesus breaks every fetter, Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, O God. That's our belief, that this evening, Lord, whatever fetter the enemy has raised, oh, we know that, Lord Jesus, you have broken every works of the enemy. Oh, that has even paved the way for us to be in your presence this evening, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, O God.
And he sets me free.
Praise the Lord. How many believe that this evening the Lord has broken every fetter? Amen. And now we stand in his holy presence. And as we are here, we know that we are victorious. Amen. Because every footstep we made towards here was being challenged by the enemy. And by his grace and by his power, oh, the Lord have paved the way, broken every fetters of the enemy. Hindrances and obstacles, he has broken everything. Amen. Oh, to pave the way for us to be in his presence. Oh, the Lord is so good this evening, my brother, my sister. The grace God has given to you to be in his presence. Oh, why not don't say something to him and say, Lord, I thank you, God, for this evening. Just say, Lord, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you for your grace. Oh, above all, I thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus, that you have made it yet another opportunity, O God, for me to be in your presence, Lord. Father, I thank you that you have broken every fetters, Lord. Oh, every hindrance and obstacle, Lord Jesus, has been broken, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord. Oh, that a way has been made, O Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our children, O Lord. Thank you, God, for our working places, Lord. We thank you for our homes, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God, oh, for the sustaining power that, Lord, you sustain us. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, even you have caused us, oh God, oh, to escape from the corruption of this world. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you all the thanks. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, your grace has been sufficient for us, God. That, Lord, we have found ourselves in your house, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you have done for us today. Our going out and our coming is, Lord. We have, Lord Jesus, received your grace and your protection. Father, we thank you that, Lord, this evening, oh, we have the opportunity again, Lord, the grace, Lord, to look into your word of life, O God. Father, we know how this word has been battered, how this word of God has been fought against by the enemy. Oh, we know how it has been tested and tried. And that, Lord, it has survived because it is eternal. Lord, we thank you that nothing can stop it until every jot of the word, every promise, O Lord, is fulfilled, O Lord. And Father, we thank you that, Lord Jesus, oh, we are even the fulfillment of your word of God in this age. We thank you, Lord, that even as we turn to your word of God, we pray the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will just bless it and sanctify it, the altar of it, O Lord. We just take the word and make it alive, O God, unto us this evening. Father, we thank you once again, Lord. Even as, Father, I surrender myself, O Lord, to you. The Lord Jesus just put me aside. I want to hear from the Holy Spirit also. That the Holy Spirit this evening will speak to us, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even as many that were not able to come, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord, whatever you share, whatever, Lord Jesus, will be our portion here, O God. Father, let them receive equally the same, O God. By your own way, O Lord Jesus, bless them also. Amen. Father, we ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. We thank the Lord, he has given us grace to be here. As we are still standing, let's just take our Bible. Let's turn to Hebrews 13. We will read the 7th and the 8th verses. The 7th and the 8th verses. Hebrews 13, 7th and 8. Let's hear the word of God. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Let's just bow down our heads again. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Yes, of the truth, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, bless your word this evening, and let it, O God, be life unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God we are back for studies and at the same time, a time for prayer. Coming to meet the Lord, knowing that even before coming here, he knows everybody's needs. Amen. He knows everybody's needs. Praise God. And before we look into the word, I just have a testimony to the glory of the Lord. Amen. So that it will encourage all of us. Amen. I know you all are aware of my son, my eldest son in Ukraine, who is there to complete his course in medicine. And I gave this testimony the first time when he was in Crimea. And you know, now Crimea is under the rule of Russia. They have separated themselves from Ukraine. And before the Russians came in, God made a way for him. Yes, he went away 3 days before the Russians came in to take over that place. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because his course delayed, he couldn't arrive in time, so they advised him if he could just hold on for the following year and to go back to Ghana. Lecturers advised him that, look, your course will entail at least learning the language, also the Ukrainian language. So why not use the opportunity to learn the language? So that was how it happened that he left Crimea to another university to just learn the language, whilst this September he will start his main course. Then over there also, that is Luhansk. That place also had become another danger zone where the battle is so tense over there. It was just around that place where the Ukrainian military plane was shut down with 49 people, personnel. They all died, they perished. And it has been a great upheaval, actually, among the Ukrainians, asking for the blood of the people that did that atrocious. And so the place has become really very, very tense now. And so even the schools and universities have been closed down. And once again, the Lord has done something. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. One of his lecturers, a prominent man, one of his lecturers, just took liking of him. And now, he has taken him to a safe place. His own laboratory that he has built near a hospital, really fortified, he has taken him to that place, which is far away from all these troubles, and has given him a complete, something like a flat to live in with everything. Amen. And he said he has stuffed the house with all types of food. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. God is great. Amen. Stuffed, they said, stuffed the whole place. Said, now, just be safe here. Give him a special telephone number. In case of anything, he should just give him a call. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. So, we thank God we have a living God. And he knows his children wherever they are. And he will surely protect them. And he's that same God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That's our topic tonight. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. Amen. Today, as you know, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brother, as he never changes. My sister, he never changes. Today, whatever is in your heart, you know that he has done it for someone before. Amen. Then he is sure to do it for you tonight also. Amen. He changeth not. Let's believe it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And let's look at the scripture we just read. It said, remember them that which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Oh, my brother. We believe that we have only one that has rule over us. Praise the Lord. We have only one that has rule over us. And that is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is God. It's not me, Maxwell, standing here because I'm preaching to you. It is what? It is the Holy Ghost. It is not pastor standing here being the pastor of the house. Is the one that was have rule over you. It is the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, remember those who have rule over you. Praise the Lord. Remember your God. Remember your God. Praise the Lord. He is the only one. We as believers, we have only one that has rule over us. And that is Christ Jesus. When man begins to rule over people, it becomes what? A Nicolaitan what? Doctrine. Praise the Lord. We believe that we have only the Holy Ghost that rules over us. How many agree with me? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, how do people see Christ? The prophet was saying here that people have different opinions of Christ. He said some of them think that he was just what? A wonderful teacher. And the prophet said, well, he was that. Just exactly. Many think that he was a great philosopher. And the prophet said, which? Yes, he was that. Certainly he was. And then some of them think that he was a good man. The prophet said he was that. And some think that he was a prophet. And he was a prophet, sure. But he was more than a prophet. Amen. And all of these things that the people think of him, of course, he is more than that. Praise the Lord. He is more than that. Now, we have heard all this before, that before he went to his glory, he gave the disciples a promise, which we have read it before, in John 14, 19 to 15. Let's look at that again. John 14, 15 to 19. Before he went up, he gave his disciples a promise. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15 to 19. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Abide with you forever. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. So Jesus Christ, the same that went, the same today, the same will be forever. Amen. He was here and he had to go. But he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you what? A comforter. Because he wants to be the same. Changeth not. He wants to be the same. He wants the church to be the same. So he said, I will send you what? A comforter. Praise the Lord. But one thing is that some people will never see him. But he said, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. Amen. So my brother, if Jesus says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that means that every age he changeth not, he is the same. And now it is up to you and me to be able to identify Christ. It is for us to identify Christ of today. Amen. If you ask this question to any Christian congregation, how many would like to see Jesus now? All hands will go up. But meanwhile, many believe that it is by their own church that you can see Christ. They think that it is through their own worship that you can see Christ. But we know that it is by his word, not by a church. By his word, not by a church. And so, if we Christians, we always talk about the great God. We always think about him, how amazing he is. Then, we must be able to make sure that we have seen him. We know that we have been singing about what? How great he was, how amazing he was in the time of Moses. And so, the God of Moses must be the same God today. Praise the Lord. We have heard about what? We talk about Hannah. And so, the God of Hannah, what he did for Hannah, that same God must be the same today. Amen. Whatever he did for Hannah, he must do it today also. Amen. What he did for Moses, when there was no way, but he was able to make a way in the sea, today he is able to do that because he is the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in the past, he will do it today also. So tonight we are going to ask, where is the God of Moses? You remember when Elisha got the coat of Elijah when he came to the Jordan? What Elijah did, he also did the same. He took the coat and splashed on the water. Where is the God of Elijah? And the water has to what? Open. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God changeth not. Where is the God of Hannah? He's here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, we see that Christians across the whole world believe the moving of Moses. You see, we believe how God moved in the time of Moses. We believed it. We believed how God was able to give Hannah a child. We believe it. My brother, my sister, he is today the same. Praise the Lord. So tonight, this evening, we are going to call upon the God of Moses, the God of Hannah, and whatever God you want to call, because it depends on what you are looking from God. Praise the Lord. Go back to the scriptures. All that he did in the past. Say, oh Lord, I believe you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You did this for my brother. It is written in your word, and your word can never fail, and I believe it. And so where are you in my case also tonight? Oh Lord, I believe that you are the same. You have never changed. Praise the Lord. Now, what remains for us to do is to identify Christ, the word of our time. That the word of Christ in our time that's the only thing that can overcome the condition of your time. If you are able to identify Christ in your time, that is the only criteria that you can hold towards to be able to overcome the time that you are living in. My brother, there is no message that can come back towards the works of the enemy, Satan, in this our day, than the message of the hour. You see? But the prophet said here that now the trouble with people today, we find them living in the glare of another age. See, they are living in the glare of another age, as the light of another age. Just like Jesus found them still living in the glare of the law while he was among them, you see, and ignoring what was taking place before their very eyes. See, you know, that's the matter today also. Brethren, the thing is, what the prophet is trying to say here is that many of us look at what? The past. But we don't try to what? Believe that what we have heard about him in the past, he can do it today also. That's the problem many of us face. That God made a way in the sea. You find it difficult that today he cannot make a way in the sea. Why? The scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It said people are living, looking at the glare of another age. You are looking at the light of another age. You are looking at the works of God in another age. And you have been praising God for him, for all that he did for Moses, did for Joseph, did for Hannah, did for Sarah. You have been what? Praising God for it. What about you? Praise the Lord. What about you? And he said that was the same thing that was happening. When Jesus Christ came on earth here, the people, his own people he met, they were still looking at the glare of the law. See? They were still looking at the law. Why is the very thing that they were waiting for was standing right before them? See? The very thing you are looking from the Lord is standing right before you this evening. God, the same yesterday, today, and forever is standing right before you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that is the matter today also. The Pharisees, they were looking at the law. Why is grace has come? Grace has come. And they were looking at the law. My brethren, we go to what? Look for him. See? He said, ignoring what was taking place before their very eyes. Oh my. That tells me, my brother, my sister, how significant was that woman at the well. Amen. See? That woman at the well. Compare them to what? To the Pharisees. They were still glaring at what? The law. But this woman, because he had a representation before the Lord, because it was on her heart all the time, though she was a prostitute, yet in her heart, she was holding on to the word of God, believing that when Christ comes, I know I will never be like this. It is the enemy that has what? Has torn me this way. But I believe when he comes, oh, my life is changed. And he's here, my brother, my sister. Why can't there be a change also? So when this woman went, you know the story already. When her secrets were being what? Exposed right before her. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. Because when he comes, when the Messiah comes, these things he will be able to do. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, I am the one speaking to you. I am he. Amen. Tonight, he is I am he here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed, my brother. Let us not look at all the great things God did in the past and ignoring what he's ready to do here tonight. ignoring what he is doing amongst his children today. Let us not be like what? The Pharisees and the scribes. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what the Pharisees, when they saw him, you know what they said? They said, We have Moses. And Jesus said, if you had known Moses, you'd have known me. Because Moses wrote of me. Search the scriptures. See? Moses, you are talking about, wrote of me. Another time they said, we have one Father, even God. And Jesus answered, if God is your Father, you will love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. See? If God is your Father, then you must what? You should have known me. Oh, yes, sir. Brethren, if we say we have received the message of the hour, then let us allow the message of the hour, the power of it, begin to manifest in our lives. See? We have been called out. Let's prove that of the truth. We have been called out. We are a called out people. We have escaped the corruption of this world. Let's prove to the world that there is something different in our lives. If you have the Holy Ghost, you cannot deny the word. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost, you cannot deny the Lord. And Jesus said, if you have God as your Father, then why do you understand not my speech? Why you don't understand my speech? If we say we believe what the message of the hour, then why don't we see the life of the message in us? Brother, we need to examine ourselves. The life of the message. We must portray it. See, the people have their own interpretation. See, they have their own. See, we shouldn't try to what? Take our own interpretation. My brother, your own thoughts about the message or the word of God, put it somewhere. Your own idea about the word, put it somewhere. The message tells you this is A. Then you try to make it okay. A, you see, you can just turn it this way. Or let's say you see, you can turn it this way and it becomes N, you see. My brother, that is not it. The way how it is written, let us live by it. No interpretation. Because God, he said, God is his own interpreter. He interprets his own word. And how do God interpret his word? He interprets his word by what? By fulfilling his word. God interprets his own word by fulfilling it. And he wants to fulfill his word in you and me. The interpretation of God's word is fulfilling that promise. Amen. So when that day he said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. What is the interpretation? The interpretation is to fulfill it. Though it looks so impossible that a virgin shall conceive. Very impossible in the natural realm. It's not possible. But it is the word of God. So you don't need to interpret it anyway. So how is it going to happen? A virgin is going to conceive. How is it? My brother, it's not for you to reason. God, you believe that word. When you believe it, it will be fulfilled. And so when the word came to Mary, she believed it. Something impossible. Said, let it be unto me according to your word. So the interpretation of God's promise is fulfilling it. He doesn't need any man's interpretation. Praise the Lord. So take a promise, believe it, let that interpretation be in your life, God fulfilling it in your life. Say, Lord, this is your promise. Amen. When that day, when Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 61:1, when the Spirit of God came upon Isaiah and he prophesied that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty for the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Oh, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah prophesied. And that prophecy was there. Amen. The interpretation of it is what? The fulfillment. So one day, many years, one day in the synagogue of Nazareth, there was this man. They have known him to be what? Joseph the carpenter's son. They've all lived in Nazareth all these years. They know him. He has been following his father, mending people's what? Tables and chairs and everything. And he went to the synagogue that day. They gave the scroll to him. And then he started reading, because that portion of the scroll was waiting for the owner. Amen. It was waiting for the owner. So as they have been passing the scroll all the time in the church, that particular portion, no one was what? Reading it, because it is waiting for the owner. Oh, praise the Lord. And then one day, when Jesus went to the synagogue in Nazareth, they gave the scroll to him. He turned to that portion of Isaiah and started, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me." And when the Bible said, the whole church looked at him. When he has finished, he closed the book and sat down. And every eye was upon him. Hey! Who dare you read that portion? That is for the Messiah. We are waiting for the Messiah. See? And when he saw that all eyes were upon him, he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes." Oh, praise the Lord. Say, huh? You, carpenter son? Don't we know you? The Bible said they just dragged him out from the synagogue, and then they had wanted to push him over the cliff. See? And he was able to what? To sneak away. Amen. See, God fulfills, the interpretation of God's word is fulfilling his own word. My brother, today, take a promise and believe it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And let the interpretation be in your life. The fulfillment. Amen. You receive it tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He changeth not. Amen. Amen. Said today the word is before the people. Amen. Scripture is fulfilling all around us. But the Christian doesn't seem to comprehend the moving of God in their time. See, that's the thing. That is what bringing us down. See, we are not comprehending what? The moving of God in our time. Oh, has we bound Christ's hand behind him? No, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said we are not looking at the moving of God in our day. But we all appreciate all the moving of God in the past. See? The moving of God in this our age. And look at our brethren in Methodist and in Presbyterian. They are not what? Seeing the moving of God in this time. They still say that what? There is nothing like what? Divine healing. See? They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in what? The spiritual gifts. They are still looking at the glare of what? Another age that is past. Look at that, my brother. Is it not pathetic? Looking at what? Luther time. They are still looking at Luther time. Methodists are still looking at Wesley time. Oh, praise the Lord. Pentecostals are looking at what? Pentecost, the gifts. See? But we must be looking at something else. The prophet said this is what? The rapturing time. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. To prove that, yes, we are just passing through here. Amen. We are just sojourners here. We are just pilgrims here. Oh, we have our bags, everything ready. Amen. Anytime we are ready to walk, to take off. My brother, God is moving in this our time. Amen. Let's look at the prophet who brought the message. He said, even cancer cannot stand before him. Is it not the same message that we are holding? Amen. Are we not believing him to be our prophet? Then why can't we, my brother, get ourselves also? A little sickness comes and we just get perplexed. My brother, my sister, it shouldn't be so. The moving of God in this our age through the prophet, we have the power to heal also. Amen. Amen. We have the power to heal. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Just last, when did we, was it Monday? We met one sister, Angel, testified to at Brother Joe's house. The sister, she's really serious. She wants to take the word of God. Amen. And she closed at 8 o'clock, but she still waited for us to meet her, pick her in the center of the town, and we came and we were looking into the scripture. And she asked me, so healing, how can you heal? Amen. And my brother, healing, I said, healing is for God. Amen. Healing is from God. But he has shown us the way what to do. Amen. And so we do it the right thing, and he does what the healing. Amen. Amen. My brother, if you are praying for someone, you see, get into the feeling of the person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get into the feeling of the person. Amen. Whatever the person is looking for, just get yourself also into his or her Amen. Shoes. That if it were you also, praise the Lord. And then, as the word says, you quote from God, his promise. He said, when two shall agree. In that wise, then the two of you have agreed now. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So his word, you challenge his word. He said, Lord, you said, when two shall agree. Amen. As concerning to anything. Amen. We bind here, he's bind in heaven. Amen. We lose in here, he's losing in heaven. Oh, my brother. That prayer of faith, Amen. It will heal the sick. Amen. God had not; he cannot do anything than to fulfill his part. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He said, now, we find out in each age that man draws out his own mind draws his own mind, and it looks good, you see. It will look good and very fine. And sometimes it is so close. There might be one word different. But that one word means the difference between death and life. Brethren, you see, this was one of what? One of our problems. You see, we look at the word of God and then we use our own mind also that, well, if I do it this way, the prophet said, well, it could even be very, very close to what the word of God is saying. Maybe it is only one word that has been what? Taken out. It looks so close. It looks so good. Amen. But the prophet said that one word that you have taken out, it is what? It is life or death. Amen. Amen. It won't happen. It will never happen. That one word that you have taken out, it will not happen. Let the word be the way how it is. Let us believe it the way God says it. Because today there are many people who are what? Adding a little here, taking a little here, just to suit what? The congregation. My brother, my sister. No, sir. If any preacher comes here, or any, not even myself, my brother, if there is something I say that it looks as if I have taken something small out of it, it's not right, the word of God. My brother, when I get out from the pulpit here straight away, just hold me. Amen. Because I want to enter, I want to go to heaven. Eh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You have helped me. It is not what? It's not that you are challenging me. I will receive it all, my brother, with all my heart. I say, my brother, oh, God, Richie, bless you for what? For telling me what actually the prophet said. I've said something different from it. Amen. 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 You have saved my life. Amen. So, my brother, that one word will not bring what? The results. Because it is that same one word that would cause what sin to come upon the whole world. It was the same one word. See? God said, that day that you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. Then the devil comes. He said, you will not surely die. Just adding one word, not surely die. Not. And it brought death unto what? The whole world. And that was what caused our separation from God. So my brother, not even one word should be taken out. We should what? We should just believe every word of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will surely interpret his word by fulfilling it in your life. He said, God is his own interpreter. God doesn't need anyone to interpret. The Bible said it is without interpretation. It doesn't need man. God interprets the Bible himself. God said, let there be light. And there was light. That settles it. Amen. He has interpreted by what? Fulfilling his word. When God said, we have already said that a virgin shall conceive, and it happened. Amen. No, there's no need of what? Interpreting that, he got to go this way and pass this way before it can be possible. No, sir. God himself will interpret his word. Yeah. Amen. So when you take his promise tonight to pray, my brother, don't look at it that, this way, it may be. No, sir. Say, Lord, this is your word. This is your promise. You did it in the past. Tonight I'm standing here believing every word. Believing everything about you, O God. Believing every word that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, fulfill your word in me. Amen. Interpret your word to me. Amen. When God says anything and vindicates it, that is his interpretation. Amen. He said he doesn't need anybody to interpret him. He does his own interpretation. He made the promise. People believe it. And he interpreted them. Amen. He makes his promise. And he gives to the people. And the people believe it. And he interprets them. Amen. He interprets it in them. So let's take his promise tonight. I don't know what. There are many, many promises in the Bible. Tonight, whatever promise you are going to take, oh, tell the Lord, Father, I need an interpretation. Amen. I need an interpretation in my life. We know that the prophet, God sent a prophet into us in this our age. And he has brought a word of life unto us. Amen. The very message God is gathering his bride. Amen. Is the message that we are holding on to. Amen. Amen. We got to believe the message the way how it is, my brother, Amen. My sister. Let's take the message the way how it is. Amen. Don't let us try to mend it here and do it this way. See? Each time. Today, when you tell people about Malachi 4, they just shake their hands. See, they look at their church, but God never sent what his message to a group of people. He always what send his message through one man. He picks only one man. One man had to be on the scene. Amen. He said the word of God comes to the prophets. See, each time he appeared on earth. You see, each time he appeared on earth, we have talked about appearance. Each time he appeared on the earth, at the end of an age, he always sent a man and anoint him with the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is Christ. Amen. One person he deals with. He didn't even have a Moses and Elijah at the same time. No. See? Is that he wouldn't have Elijah and Elisha at the same time. Elijah goes away, Elisha takes over. He wouldn't have John and Jesus at the same time. John was on the scene, praise the Lord, preaching. Then Jesus came. What did John say? He said, I must decrease. Amen. And he must what? Increase. Where's my brother George? He likes that that quotation. Praise the Lord. That I must decrease and he must what? Increase. So always it is one man on the scene. Brethren, it is left for us now to be able to identify the message of our hour. And believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. As tonight, we are going to take a promise. Any promise at all you want to take, my brother, take it and believe it and ask the Lord. You need an interpretation of that word. You need an interpretation of that promise. Praise the Lord. You know, when Jesus was on the scene here, just as the prophet was saying, as we already said, the people were looking at a different thing. My brother, let us not also be like them, looking at anything different but what? The word of God, the message of the hour. Now, the other time I was telling you that our Sunday school, we'll be looking at what? The hidden manna. Praise the Lord. I believe you are making your studies. Amen. You see, all these things that we are hearing, it is a grace that we have this message. Amen. My brother, see, the way how I see this message, the way how I see how God had called me out from the world. I so much appreciate, brother. Because when I see the life over there, I've gone through that life before. So I know, brother, I know. I've been in a church which I believed that I was a Christian. But yet, not knowing, I was just a complete world. I was just more like the world. See, brethren, we must appreciate. See, the appreciation in your heart about what God has done for you. See, God is looking right inside you. He's looking right inside you. How much you appreciate what he has done in your life. Brethren, let this, our mind, be always occupied by him. In even doing our work, my sister standing at the kitchen, cooking, let what? Christ be in your mind. Amen. My brother in your office as you are working, let Christ be in your mind. Amen. You are driving, let Christ be in your mind. Wherever you are, let Christ be in your mind. Appreciating what? All the time praying, meditating. Lord, I thank you. What at all is in me that, Lord, you have called me. You have made me to know this message. Amen. Just be meditating that. Show that appreciation, my brother. But many a time it looks as if our mind is so blank. And we are more concerned about what? The job we are looking for. Concerned about the trials and difficulties and all those things, our mind is clouded with all those things. My brother, it can never solve the problem. It can never help. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There are people, no matter how, give them, open. This word is there. As we read the other time, Moses' last sermon to the people. He said, this commandment is not hidden, but yet it is hid. To some people, it is still hid. Amen. Amen. But to you, the grace of God is so much for you. Amen. That he has opened your mind, your thoughts, your eyes and everything for you to receive. Oh, bless his name. Amen. Let's read something from Matthew 13. Reading from the second verse. And look at what actually, and you compare it, you see what I really mean. That there are some people, they are already, there is nothing that can actually let them believe the word of God. But you, he has what? Giving you the grace. Amen. And now listen closely. He said, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him. What is it? A great multitude. So that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Look at it. There was so great multitude. And he spake many things unto them in parables. Look at it. He spake many, many things, and all in what? In parables. And the disciples, verse 10, go to verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Amen. Oh, my brother, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. It is given for you to hear this message, to bring you out from the world, to bring you out from destruction, to bring you out from hell, to take you to eternity. Why, Lord, you are speaking to them in parables? It's because it's not for them. Let's continue verse 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. See? He shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away even that he hath. See? Whosoever hath, what do you have? You have the word. Praise the Lord. Meditate upon that word. Amen. Let that word that you have, hold on to it. And he said, when you do that, more abundance will be what? It will be given unto you. Let us do that, my brother. Verse 13. Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they, seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. Look at it, my brother. And you are not one of them. Amen. To hear and you can't, what, understand. Your eyes is there, but still you cannot see. Is it not true? Amen. That people have gone to what? Universities, as they said, they hold doctorate degree in theology. They've looked at it, and still they cannot see. Huh? That's Christ, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And now, a Methodist pastor has gone to seminary college with DDD and come and stand in what? Presbyterian Church pulpit, and then he said, the days of miracle is past. See? I told you this story before. When my brother went to preach in the Presbyterian Church, and we went along, and when he just hit on a nugget, we shouted, amen! The whole church just turned like this. Oh. Then my brother just turned and said, but why? Amen is in the word. It's in the Bible. What strange is it? See? Quiet. Shouldn't talk. Only the pastor should talk. Oh, my brother. Yes, it's true. We shouldn't talk. But meanwhile, when a nugget has come, I have to shout amen. I have to keep the Holy Ghost down. See? They are still looking at what? The glare of another age. Oh, it's pathetic. But my brother, look at it. That's why you must give glory to God. And begin to what? Let the message of the hour be made manifest in your life. That you take promises. And then you ask God to interpret it in your life by fulfilling those promises. He said, by our fruits, hallelujah, we glorify him. Amen. As we bear more fruits, that's how we glorify our God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. See, they are fulfilling what? Verse 40, they are fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. We say it, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Why? Because for these people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have been closed. Look at this. See, their heart is waxed gross. That's why this your heart here, my brother, my sister. It should be what? Open. Amen. Without malice. Without hatred. Without thinking evil. Oh, this is your heart here, my brother. That's where he's coming to live, the dwelling place of God. You got to purify the place. Oh, in this way, God will prove that he's the same yesterday, today in our lives. Amen. And just for a close, let me just read another something here before we come to prayer. Let's look at Luke 10. So I've jumped over many things because of time. Let's look at Luke 10, 17 to 23. But I believe the gist, the purpose of the message is what? Is to take his promise and believe it, so that he will interpret that promise by fulfilling it in your life. Praise God. I said, let's look at this again. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. And now listen. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall mean, nothing by any means hurt you. But listen here, verse 20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. That's the manifestation of what? Of the Spirit. Oh, yes, I've given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and everything. Oh, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread. Oh, you have authority over that place. Oh, yes, you have all this. Amen. But he said, rejoice not in that. Amen. Amen. That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. Amen. See? Rejoice. It's because your name is there. That's why you could understand and believe this message. Rejoice for that one, that reason. Amen. That God has called you out. It's because your name is there. That's why you are seated here. In that rejoice, my brother, give the praise. Amen. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. Verse 21. And said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things. See? These things are hidden to some people. They are hidden to some people. You have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. Amen. 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 Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. He has revealed it to which people? Babes. Amen. Oh, my brother. Amen. Now, it's not the question of what? You still being a baby to be fed with what? The milk of the what? The milk of the word. No. But babes here meaning what? People who are humble. Amen. Innocent and ignorant. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not ignorant for not knowing what? The word of God. But you see, look at this child over there. She knows nothing. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus took a child and put it on his laps. He said, if all you could be like this, then you can enter into the kingdom of God. Babes, that's with humility. See, the baby seated here has nothing malice in her heart against anyone. Praise the Lord. He doesn't know what actually, her heart is so free. Amen. Oh, praise God. That's the kind of babes he's talking about. Amen. And unless you be like that, you will never receive what? The revelation. But we thank God that we have received the revelation. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. And who the Father is but the Son. Amen. And to whom the Son will reveal him. Amen. See, brother, no one knows who the Father is. Amen. No one knows who the Son is. Amen. See? Except the Father who knows who the Son is. And the Son knowing who the Father is. Amen. And then, to the one, he will reveal unto. My brother, and it has been revealed to you and me. Amen. Who the Son is. Amen. And who the Father is. Amen. My brother, you must what? Bless God. Amen. See? We know who the Father is. Amen. And we know who the Son is. But this is something is what? It's hidden. Amen. To what? The whole Christian world. Praise the Lord. Except recognizing your prophet and message of your hour. Amen. You know not this. You will never know it. They don't know it. They still hold on to what? Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The glare of another age. See? Brethren, we must be grateful to the Lord. Look at you seated there. And the secret of God, He reveals it to you. Brother Tony, don't you appreciate Him? Amen. Verse 23, and He turned Him unto His disciples and said privately, blessed are your eyes, which see the things that you see.
Amen.
Brethren, blessed are your eyes.
Amen.
That you see the things that you see.
Amen.
Now. Amen.
Amen.
That we know tonight that if we will take His promise and believe it, we will receive the interpretation thereof. And the interpretation thereof is what? Is the fulfilling of that promise in our lives. How many believe that? Blessed are your eyes that you see these things. Blessed are your ears that you hear these things. And when you hear, you understand. When you see, you perceive. Oh, praise the Lord. Musicians, please come. Are you grateful to the Lord? Oh, the Lord is good. Tonight, we are going to pray, and our time has gone far, but we'll pray. We know that it's the Holy Spirit that is going to give us the utterance. And we will pray, we will remember the brethren in Ukraine. You know, we have Believers Church in Ukraine. So tonight, we will remember them in prayer. That the Lord, oh, He knows His children. That the Lord will send His angels.
Amen.
To protect them.
Amen.
That the Lord will raise standards for them.
Amen.
Wherever they are. That no matter how the situation, God will deliver them.
Amen.
Amen. That they will have testimonies to the glory of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Marching on, winning every battle. by your side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We've got the
tonight,
power.
My brother, my sister, you have the power in your hands. You have the word in your hands. You have the promise in your hands. All that Satan will do, he's already defeated. He's already defeated.
In the name of
Jesus, paid the price.
We've got
so tonight,
the power,
my brother, my sister,
in the name of
take the promise of God.
We've got the
believe it tonight.
Power.
The Lord,
the
you are the same yesterday,
Lord,
today, and forever. You did it in the past. I believe that you are the same. This night, this evening, the Lord, let the interpretation of this promise of God be fulfilled in my life.
In
the same belief. No, believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, sir. He's the same. What he did.
In the name of the Lord, those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Oh, that is the words from your mouth now. That's the words that are coming from your mouth. And my brother, I believe, and you must believe also, that it doesn't come from your own heart. It comes from the Holy Spirit that is within you. Oh, the Spirit of God that is uttering these faith, the words of faith, that you have the power. You have the authority. And now you have the word. You have the promise. Now he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brother, my sister, whatever promise have you taken, whatever is upon your heart tonight, just say, Lord, I believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I only look at the past, and it encourages me to know that you are the same today. And so, Lord, tonight, what you did for Moses, make it a way where there is no way. Lord, you make a way also for me. Oh, the God of Hannah. Oh, I know what you did. You are here tonight. Lord, I'm looking at you today. Tonight that you are the same today. And so, Lord, the promise, that all things are possible to them that believe. Lord, I hold on to that word, that all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, and I believe that your promise, Lord. And so, Lord, I need interpretation. The interpretation being the fulfillment, Lord. And Father, I will bring that fulfillment, Lord, back to your house and glorify your name. Oh, yes, my brother, my sister, believe it. All things are possible. Ask now. Seek from him. Knock at the door. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. I believe it, Lord. I believe that promise. I believe it, Lord. I believe it. Oh, Lord, your children, we are looking for the interpretation. We are looking for the interpretation, Lord. The interpretation, Lord, in our lives. The interpretation of your promises, Lord. The interpretation. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, you have a purpose why you called me. There is a purpose why, Lord, you saved my life. Oh, there is a purpose for which, O Lord, even I'm standing before you, O God, this evening. There is. Brother, my sister, you are not standing here for... It's not coincidence, because there's no coincidence in the word of God. It's for a purpose. And the purposes of God, they are always good. Oh, you never came here this evening on your own. Believe it that way. You never came here on your own. It's the Father that drew you. It's the Father that called you. He said, no one can come unto me except the Father draws him. Oh, never think that you came here on your own. It's the Father that drew you here. And if he has called you, there is something in store. There is a purpose for which he called you. He wants you to prove his word. He wants to prove his word in you. He wants to prove that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to prove that he changeth not. Oh, what he did in the past, he's still doing it today. He's still the God of Moses here. He's still the God of Hannah here. He's still the God of Elijah here. Yes, Lord. All things are possible. Remember that all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, yes, Lord, this evening, your children, we believe, oh God. We believe, Lord. We believe every word. We believe all your promises. You have never changed. Oh, thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. The interpretation, O God. Oh, we want the fulfillment, Lord, in our lives. Yes, Lord. The purpose of this evening, the purpose why you call us, we are claiming them, Lord. We claim them, Lord, this evening. We claim them, Lord. We shall now remember our brethren in Ukraine, that the Lord who built a wall, a spiritual wall around them, that the Spirit of God will raise standards for them wherever they are, that nothing can touch them. Nothing can touch them. Lord, you have done it many times, keeping your children in the secret of your tabernacle. Lord, we know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. You kept your children. Anytime, Lord, your children, they believed in you, enemies could never touch them. You have done it, oh Lord, many times in your word, that as long as your children believe, the enemy had never been able to touch them. You are the same tonight, Lord. You are the same. Father, your children are way back in Ukraine. They have been caught between battle, Lord. But Lord Jesus, we know, God, as you know your children, we believe that, Lord, they are safe. That's our belief, that they are safe. We commit them, Lord, into your hands. Even as, Lord, we stand upon our brother Gideon's testimony, what you have done for him. Lord, we believe, we believe, we believe all your children over there, they are in a safe hands. We believe it to God. That all these things will pass over. It will pass over them, O God. The token will be applied upon them. The exchanges of the enemy can never touch them because the blood has been applied. Lord, we thank you that you are that same God. That night when the death angel passed over, oh, because of the blood that has been applied, it went over them. Lord, that's what we are believing tonight. That you, God, that protected your children from the death angel, will do the same over our brethren of God in Ukraine. Because we believe that the token has been applied. Lord, we thank you for the church. Lord, we continue to ask God, the Holy Spirit of God, to continue to overshadow this church.
Amen.
To bring out every ills. That, Lord, is not right to God. Break every fetters, O Lord.
Amen.
Let that spirit of harmony, O God, sweep over your children.
Amen.
The spirit of love, the love of God, sweep over your children.
Amen.
Lord, we commit all the ministries in this house into your hands.
Amen.
That, Lord, we come here not to see a man. We come to meet you, God. Commit all the offices, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, you bless them. Encourage them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. We commit our children, Lord, into your hands. We are living, O Lord, in a time of evil age. All around us, Lord Jesus, we see the evil, the wickedness. Truly, we see Noah's time. Lord, protect our children. Keep them away, O God, from the hands of the enemy. All these enticing spirits that goes around. Now the devil is using many means to draw children into some situations, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Let not any spirit, any enticing spirit to God ever had any dominion over our children.
Amen.
Father, we lift them before you, O God,
amen.
That you fill them with the Holy Spirit. That they will be able to deny anything that is contrary to the word of God. Lord, tonight your children have placed their request before you. They believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have never failed. Lord, as long as you have spoken, it is life. Lord, your children, we are waiting for the manifestation.
Amen.
We are waiting for the interpretation, O God, of the promises that, Lord, we have taken tonight. We are waiting for the interpretation, O God. And Father, even before we leave here, as we go through those doors, our faith tells us that, Lord, you have already answered our prayers. That's what our faith tells us, that it is already answered. That the fulfilling, we have received them. Lord, we will come back. We will come back and testify and glorify your name. Bless your name. I bless your name. I give you all. Oh, I give you praise. Oh, you are the light. Oh, the truth, the way. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Oh, we give you honor. We give you praise. Oh, that you are the life, the truth. The request that was placed before your presence this evening, Lord, we believe that, oh God, those requests, Lord, it has been fulfilled. Amen. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give us some. God, Richie, bless you for coming. We sing our last song as we call our precious brother to come and close us.
Love lifted me.
Preaching of the word, Lord, in simplicity, Father, you have chosen, Lord, O God, that the word be preached in such manner that we may be saved. And we are thankful, Lord, that these things are hidden to the wise and the prudent, Lord, but you have revealed them, Lord, to the simple people of this world. Father, O God, and I'm so thankful that I'm counted among those people tonight. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Father, Lord, O God, for my brethren and sisters that are gathered here tonight, Lord, and many that could not come, brethren of like precious faith. Lord, we commit every one of them into your hands and ask that you bless them. Father, be with us now even as we go home. We ask for your grace upon every family, every brother, every sister. Lord, every request that they hold in their hearts. Father God, you said, Lord, that we mind your business and that you would mind our business, Lord. Therefore, we commit all our business into your hands. And Father, we take up our cross, Lord, to go about our Father's business. Help us, Lord, and may you give us good speed, Lord. Father, that the work that we do for your kingdom may not be in vain, but that, Lord, it would bring the desired fruit, Lord, that you are waiting for. Help us, O God, and let your word manifest in our lives. Lord, for the world today is groaning, Lord, looking to see the sons and daughters of God. And here we are, Lord. Father, let us be written epistles, Lord, that all men may read and know that indeed there's a living God in Dublin. Be with us, O God. We commit, Lord, the meeting on Friday into your hands. Be with us as we would meet, Lord, that, Father, O God, your name will be glorified again. We pray, Father, even for the youth meeting on Saturday, asking, Father, for the children, that, Father, you would be merciful to them. Lord, O God, that, Father, they may come to a point where they would receive that new experience, Lord, the new man inside of them, that, Father, O God, they might press into the kingdom. We pray and commit them to you, Lord, and we ask for your grace and mercy now, even as we go home, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, saints.
Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. No vengeance coming after me. Coming for to carry me. Coming for to carry.